Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think I'm in mock draft mode.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think I'm in mock draft mode now. Just looked at my first.
For basketball.
Yeah, for hoops. For hoops.
Oh, nice.
For hoops. Well, I'm going to be hosting a draft show, draft night at the arena.
Ooh.
At least that's what I was told.
Is that soon?
I'm planning on it.
That's wrong.
Glenn.
Okay. Letting everybody know now.
Well, he asked me.
Oh, okay.
They were like, hey, do you want to do a draft show at the arena? I was like, yeah. I think I'm doing it with Solana again. Sweet. Last year we had Kalel Ware. Usually we get the draftee on the show that night. But I was just looking at it. I was like, man, I haven't looked at any mock drafts at all. At all. Like, I know who the top guys are going, but I haven't looked at, like, the 20 range. Haven't even really dove into it.
Was Kalel Ware slated to us? Or was that, like, something tells me that I remember seeing his name pre-draft and thinking, that's a cool name. I would like that guy. And then we got him, which usually doesn't happen.
He was slated around, I think, about where the Heat took him was about the highest he was slated, but he was mostly actually in like the 20s, which is why when I said, you know, when I was asked for a prediction, I said Kalel makes sense, but it seemed like a reach because most mocks that I had seen him at were at 20, but I was happy about the pick.
Yeah,
I was down with the pick. So, but most of it, like, yeah, the top guys they got going, obviously Cooper Flagg, the Flying Intangibles, Dylan Harper from Rutgers and Ace Bailey from Rutgers are going 2-3, and then Edgecombe from Baylor's going 4. Like, that's pretty much standard. Everybody has that. There's not really a lot. Maybe there's a flip of the Rutgers guys, but everybody pretty much has it standard. But this one.
So my question is about the draft. So when all these guys get slotted like this, and you pick fourth, and you pick the fourth guy, right? And he ends up being a bust. Did you have a bad draft?
Yes.
Or so you're saying they should have picked somebody else?
If you pick somebody and they still end up being a bust, you still had a bad draft.
Even if it's the...
Let's give you an example.
Each draft has prospects.
Prospects.
If you pick the highest prospect,
don't lose.
And it doesn't work out,
don't lose.
You still got the highest prospect in that draft.
Doesn't
matter.
How
is that a bad draft?
Because you blew it, and especially if other guys around him turn out to be better. So, ergo, let's go to our favorite example of 2008, Michael Beasley. Still a bad draft because you had Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love. You had an incredible.
You're playing the result. They weren't graded that high.
But guess what, dude? Guess what? It's all played on the results. It's sports. So when you come back and you're like, oh, well, everybody was in on that. No.
So question.
Hmm?
Instead of Beasley, if they would have taken Kevin Love.
Love.
Would they have been blasted for not taking Beasley? Because they would say, they reached for Kevin
Love. You
would have
been blasted until he started playing. And then everybody would have been like, oh, my God, double-double machine. Now, Spo probably wouldn't have played him. But
see, that was rough.
But I'm just asking because it seems like the way you just slotted the four guys, right, they're all not going to work out.
Yeah, whoever blows it, blows it.
Right.
I don't make the rules. That's how it works.
Even though if you were drafting – you would pick, and you had the top four, you would pick one of those four.
Let's go with James Wiseman. You go in the James Wiseman draft. You blew it. Marvin Bagley getting that number two pick. Oof, nobody wants that pick.
Yeah, it's rough.
Nobody wants number two. Number two, it's a cursed pick.
Last good number two, Kevin Durant.
I don't know if he's the last good number two, but that's just telling you that number two, it's a death trap.
Yeah.
You know, you step into it, it's a hornet's nest. Marvin Bagley III in the Luka draft.
Gross.
Yeah, but you didn't know Luka was going to be this.
Everybody did. Everybody knew Luka was going to be this.
For sure.
Okay, but what about Joker? He was a second rounder.
No, that one was different. No one knew about that.
Yeah, we're not talking about acorns. Like, obviously, people can find some crazy acorns all over the place.
What about our boy Darko Milicic?
Oh, that's another one.
Oh.
Number two spot. Nobody wants it.
That is
You
rough.
Know who's the worst at the draft?
Hmm?
Jordan.
Oh, you mean just his franchise drafting? Yes.
See, but then, though, that's playing the result, Leroy.
No, he's right about that, because Jordan really had an affinity.
Every year he would reach.
Every year he goes for giant intangibles. It never worked out for him.
Not good.
They're like, oh, Cody Zeller and Frank Kaminsky, huh?
It's not good.
The Heat, I'm looking at this, is on3.com. Their latest mock draft has the Miami Heat taking Jace Richardson.
Ooh.
From Michigan State. Yes, Jason Richardson's son. Jay Rich's son. Not Josh Richardson. The other Jay Rich.
All right.
From Michigan State. Now.
This 6'3 guy?
What do you say that? Like, that's a what, that's a detriment? Like, 6'3 is a completely fine height.
Yeah, but don't we want, you know.
What?
Monsters out there?
I mean, everybody wants monsters, but you're in the lower draft. You're probably going to go and you're going to lose all the extraterrestrials by the time you get to where you draft.
Man, this time I'm glad I Googled. Columbus High School, Jace Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Local. Okay. You know what? Now he's got me. He's got me with the local
teams. Or.
All right.
Or.
Mm-hmm.
And Jace Richardson, if you have a Heat career, that'd be perfectly fine with that.
Okay.
But there's a little thing going on in Phoenix. They're a little obsessed with Michigan State because that's where the owner went.
Ah.
The GM coach there. So you take their star in Michigan State, and then you say, would you like him for Kevin Durant?
What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to be little Spartans over there in Phoenix, and then you're just like, hey, Pat Riley's calling. What does he want? Hey, see you guys are building. Where is Michigan State? What part of Michigan is that?
Lansing.
You see you guys are making a little Lansing there in the desert. Would you like Jace Richardson? Oh, East Lansing. I'm sorry. We'll make that West Lansing. And so you go and you call them up and you're like, would you like Jace Richardson for Kevin Durant?
Yeah, it's great.
And, you know, salary filler, of course. But, like, just you take somebody, you know, like, what if there's a little wink?
Yeah.
You know, a little wink of who they're drafting.
Yep.
That's just what I thought. Nothing against Jace Richardson. I'm perfectly fine with it. You know, I haven't done the deep dive on anybody, but I just saw Michigan State. I'd be like, huh. I wonder if they would be interested in that.
Want to be Spartan something? See what I did there? See what I did?
I can't tell if I like it or not.
See your way out.
That's fair. That's fair. Tough crowd.
Minus one.
Hope he says, what was that slow spin? That's my throw something out there. You're like, no. Like, you ever been on a call that's like a business call? They can't see you.
Nope.
But, like, if you're going to be like, you know, I was thinking about this or that, so what do you think about that? And put your feet up while you throw out the offer and see what they're thinking about the offer, you know?
Yeah, don't even look at them.
No, you don't even look at them, even though you're not really looking at them anyway because... It's a phone call.
Yeah, for sure.
But in my office, I picture Pat Riley just doing the high-pitched thing and then kicking his feet up and waiting to see if they want Jace Richardson for Kevin Durant.
What do you think of that? That's great. Karen says Tobin's spin is slower than Marco's trying to prove he beat science.
Well, mine is intentionally slow. I could spin faster if I wanted to.
I can go faster.
Kevin Durant!
Okay, so that's one option. Are all of them saying we're getting Jace?
No, that was just the first one. I just opened up my first one. Okay.
All right, cool.
You know, it was kind of it's kind of like a box of chocolates. I don't want to get so full on all the drafts. I was just like, you know, just sit here during this break. Let's fire up a mock draft.
Nice.
That's what it had.
If you're in mock draft season, though,
it is mock draft season.
When is the draft? The end of June?
June 25th.
Ooh, less than a month away.
June 25th. It's a Wednesday, I believe.
Mm. When is the camp? The, you know, don't they go to Vegas and have that, like...
The Combine?
Yeah.
They already did that.
Oh.
Really?
In Chicago. Yeah, they did that already. Or are you talking about Summer League?
No, Summer League's after the draft.
Yeah. No, they already did that. It's in Chicago. In Chicago. And then I think that they have... speaking.
There you go.
There was those videos that came out because a lot of the agencies, they have their own Combine. And Pat Riley was at Rich Paul's one, the Clutch one. And then there was another one. There was the Octagon one, which is Bam's agency, Giannis's agency, Steph's agency. They also had a combine. Mm. And then Kevin Durant tweeted this guy. He tweeted the 7-1 guy from China. I was like, man, what if he's Team Durant? What if we draft the guy from China? And Kevin Durant's like, I want to go play with that guy.
Ooh. Yeah, see, I don't know any other prospects except for the ones you tell me. Mm. But a 7-1 guy from China, I like that. I like that.
Somebody's saying Walter Clayton. This one, Walter Clayton goes 16 to the Magic.
Walter Clayton.
Yeah, I know a lot of from Florida, you know. But I just letting everyone know. That's why.
Ah, yes. So is that everyone seems to have us getting a guard, it seems. Mm. I know you've only read two mock drafts, but 2-6-3 guys, is that what we need? Is that what our team needs? Do we need a point guard? Or is it time?
We definitely need a point guard.
I love Davion Mitchell.
It has nothing to do with Davion Mitchell. Like, Davion Mitchell can be on the team, but they need a point guard. Like, they need a guy who can set guys up, especially the bigs, you know? And like, it's definitely something they need. Mm. High IQ. They also could add more size. Like, if you wanted to add some more backup size, I think that's place. Like, look, they're not at a place where there's not at a place where, like, anything's like, oh, we don't need that. The Heat are not at that spot.
True.
They're not at that spot.
I just don't know if, like, can you get that facilitator through the draft? When's the last one that's not, like, one of these top picks? I know Ja Morant leads the charge in Memphis. One of these top picks. Cade Cunningham, Detroit, one of these top picks. Can you get someone who's going to lead your offense for the point guard position at the 20th something pick?
I mean, there's so few pure point guards anymore. Like, look how rare people are, like, blown away that Halliburton does it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's just not – everybody feels like all these guys come up as combos.
Yeah.
There's a few, though. Brunson does it.
Yeah.
Halliburton.
Brunson had to fight his way to, like, touch the court, though. Well, either because he had Luka in front of him in Dallas, but – finally, when he got on there.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I was like, oh, yeah, this guy's good. But I don't know if I wasted a 20th pick on him or something like that. I'd be like, yeah, this is good.
I mean, you're not going to get the creme de la creme at 20, but you can still get a productive player.
Like I think what I'm saying is I want one of those cross athletes, I guess what I'm saying. If I have a pick,
who?
Those cross athletes, like 6'6", like you mentioned, Halliburton, who's someone who's like, you know, can potentially be shooting guard and point guard. As opposed to this, I just keep seeing these little guys. I see Jamal Murray A, Jamal Murray B, Jamal Murray C. And, of course, he's a champion, so that would be the ceiling of these players. But Walter Clayton Jr., I'm sure, is a great point guard. He just doesn't wow me. I can see someone like 7-1 from China. Never seen him on the court. And be like,
well, you know what? Next week, you give me your top five prospects.
No.
You give me your top five prospects that would be available at 20.
All right.
And you tell us. You have your own combine.
You know what? I like this. This
and you tell me who you want.
I'm going to give the lowdown. I'm usually always right. So this is probably best for everyone.
Sorry. You went too far.
What?
Take a break. Back after this. I'm sorry, I got so distracted during the break, Frog Boy, because I was watching Paul Maurice mic'd up from the last game, and I got in a wormhole, dude.
That is.
I got in a wormhole. I like that he called Matthew Tkachuk Chuckles.
Is that what he calls him? He
calls him Chuckles.
Chuckles. That's good.
I like him a lot. That Paul Maurice, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. Let's get to the road to repeat here, huh? Brought to us by our friends over at Hershey. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That is sparkling cherry cola, all right. Delicious. Delicious.
Galaxy vibe.
So
you got that strawberry watermelon.
Yeah, dude.
Watermelon.
You got PK Subban. PK was on PTI yesterday and was asked about the Panthers and where their weakness is going into the Stanley Cup. And you can come up with a whole lot of them.
Vulnerable right now is the fact that they're going to their third Stanley Cup final. You have to think that they're a little bit tired and worn down, but this team doesn't look like they're slowing down. Honestly, it doesn't look like their energy's anywhere but where it needs to be going into the Stanley Cup final. They look like the best team in the league and Stanley Cup champions. You want to ask me where their weakness is? Go through their defense. Maybe you see one there. In net, you ain't seeing one there, and you're definitely not seeing one up front. And in every category, every facet of the game of hockey, you heard Rod Brind'Amour say it, this team is the standard now in the National Hockey League. So I don't see a weakness right now with the Florida Panthers.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about, PK! I like that.
Not to mention, and I'll just say this. You know why you have to say that? Because every Stanley Cup playoff, right? Look at what this team had to go through. It was either Boston, Carolina, Toronto, Tampa. And every year they've said, oh, well, this team did this, this team did that. And they've run through them like, yeah, okay, try again. So that's how you know this team is something special, because when the playoffs start, we always talk about all the other teams and how good they've been all year. And the Panthers have just dismantled them and made them look average.
Yeah, especially like from the middle of the Maple Leaf series, it just feels like they've just found a zone that's been great. And I do like, you know, I think that, you know, they got a nice little booster rest, but it's not an exorbitant amount of days off. So it feels like, you know, they enjoy this. They get back to work tomorrow. Oh, man, they just feel like they're all clicking. And I get it. I get why Edmonton's confident. This is probably the team that you respect the most as a Panthers fan, because you know how hard it was to kill them last year, even with them jumping out to a big lead in the series. Like, that team didn't show any quit. So I'm excited. I think this is fun. You're basically talking about a storyline of everybody rooting for Canada against this whole, you know, the Sunshine State, which has taken over hockey. But you're also talking about the Panthers are either going to cement themselves as, I guess you could say, a dynasty, like two out of three cups. Like, that would cement them in that regard. I mean, that's what, only four teams over the modern era who have gone to three straight Stanley Cup finals. So, and then you have, of course, the McDavid factor, which is this guy is the chosen one of hockey trying to get revenge, get his first cup. It's juicy. There's no way this is about as juicy as it could get for a Stanley Cup final. There's like everything writes itself with it.
Very rarely do you have a repeat too. Very rarely do you have a rematch in a final of any sport. Very rarely does that happen.
It's exciting. It's a fun one. Here was Connor McDavid yesterday speaking with Emily Kaplan, ESPN, after the Western Conference Final. This is what McJesus had to say about advancing to the Stanley Cup.
What did it take for you guys to come out so dominantly and win this series in five games?
It was a long night tonight, but we hung in there. You know, I thought we played well all five games, you know, honestly. Everybody stepped up, everybody made contributions. Fun group to be a part of, for sure.
Now you get a rematch with Florida. What did you learn in last year's Stanley Cup final that's going to help you?
That they're a heck of a team. I mean, obviously it's their third finals. They're a special group. We're a special group. It's going to be fun, you know. Couldn't ask for a better opportunity than to go up against a team that beat us last year. So really excited about it.
What feels special about this group around you right now?
Just how normal it's been, you know. Last year was very emotional, highs and lows. It was emotionally draining. This year it's just been kind of steady. Hasn't felt as dramatic. It's just kind of been the status quo. And we're back in the finals with a great opportunity.
What helped you get to that place?
Everybody, honestly. You know, Skinny steps in tonight, a huge goal. Both goalies have given us huge wins. We've had depth. We've had timely goals. We've had special teams. You know, it's been everything. I mean, obviously, if you're going to the finals, it takes everything and everybody. And couldn't be proud of the group. And as I said, looking forward to the opportunity. It's a heck of a chance.
All right, there you go. Connor McDavid yesterday on ESPN after they advanced. Rematch with the Cats coming up on Wednesday, game one here. Paul Maurice, he's ready.
Chucky's where he wants to be. Chucky's where he wants to be.
Ekblad, yeah! Shoot, score!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
Chucky's where he wants to be!
Great shot. Great shot. Great shot.
Here's Bennett. Towards the net, score! Rodriguez! We are tied at two!
Woo! Oh, it's good, baby. We are sweet saucing it tonight, boys.
What?
That's
what,
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this man.
Sometimes you got to sweet sauce it.
Sometimes. Wow. Sweet saucing it.
Feel like sweet saucing it tonight? Blue Chew.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Lundy.
Quiet, fellas. Adjuvant, Lundell, Marchand. You guys have played 6 seconds together, and you're plus one. That's all I'm saying. Oh, we're shooting pucks, are we not? Are we shooting pucks here? Prepare to hockey, baby. Prepare to hockey. You got the lead, boys. You got the lead, Chuckles.
Chuckles. He calls a man who played with a broken sternum.
A guy that chews his mouthpiece and fights with Chuckles. Anything that moves. His coach has nicknamed him Chuckles.
Wow. Yeah, you kind of, and you kind of sound like a hockey pirate by the end of it.
Yeah.
You know? I got the lead, boys! Hey, 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 hey. Man. Oh, got the goosies, dude. I mean, my cat's back.
Goo. Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Goosey.
That was... Oh.
Goosey.
We're sweet saucing it tonight, baby.
Yeah.
We are sweet sauce. Sweet sauce. I feel like that has like a connotation. If you're on the weekend, sweet saucing it.
Ooh. Call the missus up.
Probably told everybody, hey, get whatever out of your system on Las Olas on Thursday night, because get your rest, getting after it on Saturday.
I hate practicing on the weekend.
I know.
It sucks. Hmm.
Tear says
no. Like camp, you understand it. Right, but like when you have bye week, some coaches are like, when you, Bill Belichick would give you 4 days off or 5 days off, but never in a row.
Tears,
so you couldn't do nothing.
Tears says Tobin's nickname would be Kachunky.
Thanks, man.
Wow.
Or if it was Paul Maurice, Kachunkles.
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 Get the lead, boys!
That's great.
I am excited. What a series we got set up. Paul Maurice has the boys fired up. We're all fired up. Panthers, Oilers, gets going on Wednesday on the road, as that is when the Stanley Cup Final will be underway. The first home game, Game 3, will be Monday, June 9th, and then Thursday, June 12th, will be Game 4. So... that is a looky-loo at what the Panthers got coming up. It is going to be a hell of an atmosphere, as we got a great rematch.
So hockey starts on the 4th and basketball starts on the 5th.
Is that when it is?
I think so.
All right. Looking forward to it. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show and we're going to mix it on up, dude. Back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It's a Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Jennifer. Not wearing your Vice shirt, though. Like, it's the grimmest Friday shirt I could see.
It has a palm tree on it.
Okay, but your hair was over it. Nobody can see that. Your hair completely covered the logo, and it kind of looks like a weed leaf.
No!
It kind of looks like a weed leaf. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. No, it's from Undo.
Stay off the weeds.
All right. Well, that's a flimsy Vice shirt, JFig. Mm. Your chair is more Vice than that shirt.
That's true. Neon lights.
Let us mix it on up here on a Friday, Ooh. Froggy. What do you got for us today, Marcos?
No, we're currently going viral on the internet.
We are?
We've got up to 2,000 views.
That's viral?
Spiral.
In his eyes.
Oh.
That's good.
All right.
Just want you guys to
That's
know.
For that thing you made us record yesterday?
Yeah. Right. We're already doing it, baby.
Cool.
People love Leroy's performance.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let me see. This is where you made me go goosies, goosies, goosies.
Yes. The only one who did it correctly was supposed to be the whole bit of the thing, you know. But anywho,
not a lot of participation in the rest of the video. It's just the rest of you guys sitting down.
Yeah, no, that was a great part. You know.
Okay, first of all, when I offered to do something, he said no and went and recorded the chair.
You know, sometimes you got to make a director's cut. You know, you got to make an executive decision with what's going on here. And look at that, we're going viral right now.
We're not okay. What do you got for the mixed bag?
For the mixed bag today, because it made Leroy so happy yesterday. Got a little bit more Tyreek Hill.
Awesome.
Just when you thought we had enough of Tyreek and his shenanigans, the cheetah himself mentions his wishes to participate in the Olympics.
Running. The 100 meter. June 13th, after I run like a, I'm going to run a 10 flat. I'm banking on that. And after I run a 10 flat, I'm trying for the Olympics. I mean, flag football, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Because the little quarterback dude, he was talking trash. Mm. Nah, I'm just playing. Oosh. He nice, though.
All right, whatever.
Would you be interested at all?
What do you get from that audio?
Would I be interested in watching the cheetah against Olympic runners?
Yeah. Remember Noah Lyles.
To see him get smoked, I mean, I guess.
It won't be close.
It won't be close? I don't know. I kind of saw iShow Speed run with Noah Lyles, and it was close.
But he ducked iShow Speed.
That's true. You think iShow Speed's faster than Tyreek Hill? Dang.
I don't know if he is. What I do know is it's dangerous when he tries to jump over cars, and he shouldn't influence kids to do that.
He should not.
Seems like a perfectly nice man. Seems like he's living his best life. I'm just saying that's too dangerous a stunt.
Yeah, me on the other hand, I think I'm picking up what you're dropping right there.
Wink. You couldn't jump over a Tonka truck right now.
Wink.
I think that's actually a funny bit for next week. Does anybody have a Tonka truck?
I think I do.
A remote control truck.
My son.
Actually, you know what? Let's give him another 2 months to recover on that.
No, level. I'm good now. I'm good to go now. I could have done it last week.
Nope. No, you couldn't.
A little more from the NFL. Geno Smith.
Ah, of the Raiders.
Of the Miramar Patriots. The Miramar Patriots. He gave us his first impressions on phenom running back Ashton Jeanty. This is his first impression.
Call him Jeanty?
Yeah, it's Jeanty, but it's like it's spelled like jeans.
Ashton, just from getting to know him, man, he's so wise beyond his years. Just super humble, you know, for all the accolades he's gotten to be one of the highest drafted running backs in a while. Super humble, super hardworking, asking the right questions. You know, he wants to learn from the vets. And, I mean, he's special with that ball in his hands. We know that. And we got to keep getting it to him so he can go out there and be great. But, you know, we'll see when the pads come on exactly what he's about because, you know, that's truly what makes him different is his ability to break tackles and, you know, bounce off of contact and continue to run. But just in the short time he's been here, he's picked up the offense well and he's doing a great job. So, you know, he's got to keep it up.
Now, if I may.
Yep.
What world are we living in where we're going to one Geno Smith for comments on a young player? When I would say 5 years ago, we didn't even know if he would still be playing football.
Yeah, but he's revitalized his career.
Yes, yes. I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying. It's just, where are we in sports now where we're going to Geno Smith?
It's kind of a fun team. Like, yeah. They're going to be a fun fantasy team, right? Brock Bowers and Ashton Dente.
Yeah.
Raheem Mostert is their backup.
Wilkins on defensive side. Crosby.
Who do they have on the outside?
Talking about receivers.
Jacoby Myers.
Oh.
Trey Tucker.
Ugh.
The receivers,
what's his name came back, but I don't think he's coming back to the Raiders. Intangible route runner. Clemson.
I know. The Clemson kid.
Clemson kid.
What's his name?
Receding hairline.
Yeah. Renfro.
There
Stingley?
It was Renfro. The intangible Renfro. Greg Oden disease. You get it.
Jay Fajita?
Oh, listen. He was out of the league for like.
No, I'm saying like they should trade it like with the Raiders trade for Cheetah.
Would they? Ooh, they should trade for Cheetah.
Would you trade him?
What if they're like, you want Christian Wilkins back?
I'd consider absolutely.
It, I would consider it.
Absolutely. Could you imagine that?
That'd be cool. I would love that trade.
Christian Wilkins, Grant, and
Sealer.
And Sealer.
Sealer. Wow. We're not even mentioning the outside guys. That's crazy.
But no, it's going to be a fun team. They do have some exciting young talent there.
Hunter Renfro is a Carolina Panther.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Is he now?
He's coming back as a Panther.
Okay.
Strange. Okay.
Good for him. Will you take the Raiders to finish any higher than third place in that division?
West.
With
Denver.
Denver, the Chargers, the Chiefs.
Huh.
Sneaky Raiders. Would anybody take the sneaky Raiders?
They got three teams in last year, right? Or did...
No.
I think they did get three teams in.
Two teams. Huh. Because Chargers didn't make
it. Chargers missed it.
Chargers missed it. Okay.
Huh. I can't see them being higher than fourth.
You don't think there's any shot they could finish higher than fourth?
Who's a Denver?
I will say, like,
they were 4-13 last year.
There's a letdown that I expect to come from Denver.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it usually doesn't go that smoothly that quick. So you're going to have some other obstacles. And I'm not sure. I don't know if they're going to get through that. They may be building something, but just not, you know, consistent yet. But as far as the Raiders, I can't see them being ahead of any of those teams.
Those three teams, you had Kansas City was 15-2, Chargers 11-6, Denver was 10-7, and the Raiders, of course, with, you know, Gardner Minshew.
So they got to get six more wins. They got to get six more wins from somewhere just to even consider. Yep. Taking over third place.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though, dude. I'm going to tell you one thing. Everyone's starting to see the Xavier Restrepo opening eyes at OTAs, dude. Opening eyes. And I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah. Come on.
I may bet on the Titans to win that division.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
I think I'm going to do it.
Am I allowed to hop on the Titans bandwagon if they're bad right now? Like, they're really bad.
They're bad. Yeah,
this is the time to do it.
This is the time to do it. But I think I'm going to bet on them.
Yeah.
What's the odds?
I think they were plus 800 the last time I saw.
Plus 800. That's a good value.
That's it?
There's only four teams.
It's good value. I don't know. I got to get a Cam Ward jersey ASAP. Restrepo, Cam Ward. Come on. That's
good. AFC value. South Division. Yeah, plus 800 right now.
Yeah.
They got the Jaguars at plus 260. Like, the Jaguars are not
going to. Jags, Colts, Texans, right? It's a competition.
So they got the Jags winning that division?
No, they got the Texans winning it. The Texans are the favorite, yeah, plus 110.
Sure. For sure.
Colts
for
are, sure. Like, I don't think the Colts are going to be that much better than the Titans. I don't think they are going to be better than the
Colts
Titans.
Colts didn't do anything to fix their quarterback situation, right?
And they hate them.
Yeah.
Who'd they bring in? No, they brought in. They brought another quarterback and said they're going to compete for it.
Daniel
Did they
Jones.
Draft one or Danny, they brought one in?
Danny Dimes. Jones. They got Danny Dimes.
There you go. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. It's like, yeah. Good luck. I don't think they're going to be good.
They got Tyler Warren. Like, that's like they're going to be their big upgrade on offense.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll have a good year.
He's a beast.
I'm sure he is going to be a beast.
Yeah, but so was Brock Bowers.
But no one's picking somebody to win a division over a tight end.
Yeah, for sure.
Plus 800 on the Titans, dude. Hmm. That division always does that, too. Hmm. They always do that. Like, someone comes up the rear.
That's good value.
Yeah, but it's been Houston for, what, the last 3 years? 2 years?
No, two. Just two. And they and Houston, we saw, like, Houston was good last year. Like, they were better than the Dolphins. They kicked the crap out of the Dolphins, even though the Dolphins did go into that with, like, didn't the Dolphins have, like, a salesman as their left tackle for that game? Like, didn't they just take a guy off the street and he started at right tackle for that game?
I do remember something like
I think
that.
They did. I think that was the game. But so they got killed. Tua got hurt. Doesn't matter. I mean, like, I'm not making excuses. That's literally what happens anytime the Dolphins take on a winning team. But I felt watching that game, like, what was depressing about the Dolphins losing that game was I felt like they were the worst of the good teams, and they, like, didn't look like they belonged on the field with them.
Yep.
Now, I know they got an insanely good defensive front. Their defense is great. You know, probably one of the best corners in the league. But it's Cam Ward, dude. Something about him. And who are we not to bet on a gut feeling of something about him?
When's the last time that paid?
I don't know. I've lost a lot of money on it.
Well, you lost a lot of money on something about him.
Something about him.
Sounds like the old Julian Hill bet.
I've lost a lot of fights that way.
Something about him.
How many
no,
UFC,
say, like,
how many no, UFC yeah. bets I've lost on something about him?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm still betting on him to win the division, though. I hope Hard Rock. I bet you Hard Rock is probably lower because everybody loves Cam Ward. Anyway, what else you got in the mixed bag, dude?
I lightly mentioned this earlier on in the week. Jim Irsay, speaking of the Colts, as you know, passed recently.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, indeed. I saw this video online that sparked a question I wanted to ask you guys. Because not only was he the owner of, you know, one of the biggest franchises in the league, also was the owner of a few rare pieces of history. Wanted to show you guys that now.
Irsay passing away last week, the Indianapolis Colts will be left to his three daughters. But that's not the only billion-dollar asset that Irsay is leaving his family. In addition to being one of the NFL's most vocal owners, Jim Irsay has spent the last 25 years amassing one of the world's most impressive memorabilia collections. He owns hundreds of items across music, art, history, and sports, including Bob Dylan's first-ever electric guitar, an 1823 copy of the Declaration of Independence,
what?
The saddle from Secretariat's Triple Crown-winning
what?
Ring, the Wilson volleyball from Castaway, a Jackie Robinson game-used bat,
that's how I would
and even
be rich.
Muhammad Ali's championship bell from the Rumble in the Jungle fight against George
That's
Foreman.
That's sick.
All right. You're as rich as Jim Irsay.
That's great. Didn't he also want to save Lolita?
Yes, he did.
Wasn't
yes.
he trying to transport Lolita to the sea?
$20 million to transport.
That's how I would be rich, you know? Yeah. That's how I would be rich. If I was rich like that, shenanigans
no,
and pet projects.
Beverly Hillbillies. What are you talking about?
So, okay, look, I mean, if you want to honor that shenanigans or something that's true to you, like he had the Wilson volleyball, it doesn't have to be too expensive, just very unique. What would it be? A stuffed alligator? Would you get one of those?
Like a stuffed, like no. a, like, like a taxidermist?
What?
Yeah.
How much could that possibly cost?
I mean, how much was it? Okay, the Wilson.
I feel like I could get that on Facebook Marketplace for like $200.
Yeah, that's in your. You probably get that right
True.
Now.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's terrible.
Or somewhere in Etsy.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
saw that?
What?
Who would transfer Zion like Lolita when we get him?
What about a baseball signed by Josh Beckett, thrown the last strike to close out the World Series?
That'd be cool,
like that, right?
That'd be cool. If I had immense wealth, I would get like any cool piece of 2003 Marlins memorabilia.
I would say all my memorabilia would have to have.
Honestly, if I had Irsay's wealth, I'd probably buy the Marlins.
Oh, true. Yeah, it makes sense.
Personal meaning.
We would need that.
Because then you'd be broke, too.
No, because how would Rich Azar say? If you're transporting whales, he's got FU money.
Mm. He's got more money than our current ownership.
Hey,
he's definitely way richer than Bruce Sherman.
No.
I tell you what also says he had quite a amount of money.
Yeah. 4.8
what
billion.
What he was transferring in his car. Forget Lolita. Suitcase full of money and a box of pills.
Mm.
And didn't even spend a second in jail.
$4.8 billion is his net worth.
Oh, yeah. He could. I mean, that's crazy. I think Bruce Sherman's worth like less than a billion.
Yeah, I was going to say like $25 million.
It'd be so great to have Jim Irsay. I mean, the Irsay, I guess his daughters own the Marlins.
Yeah.
Now, why would they? I don't know. I'm just saying, you asked if I was Irsay rich, what would I do?
Yeah.
And I'd make Juan Pierre manager.
Juan Pierre, man.
Yep.
And yeah, that's why you'd be broke within 3 years.
No way. I would make Juan Pierre manager.
No.
We Listen would be to... off and running with Dontrell as pitching coach.
Nice.
Dude.
Mm. Not only... He has so many guitars in his collection, though. He even has a Prince guitar. Ooh. Eric Clapton.
Is that what you'd
Bob
get,
Bob Dylan, Figgy? Like we said.
You'd get a guitar, Figgy?
Definitely something musical, for sure.
Mm. That's cool. I'd get a Blizzard machine for my house.
They also have Kurt Cobain's Fender.
Wow.
Maybe two Crazy. Blizzard machines and an icing machine. That's good.
Man.
Leroy?
Who's the girl that, the actress that, or was she an artist also?
Can't buy
that
her.
That he was married to.
Who, Irsay?
No, Kurt Cobain.
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love. There it is.
Date Stop says, JFig, we got a bird sanctuary.
Jeez.
JFig would buy, like, she'd buy, like, the last kiwi on Earth, and she'd be like, yes.
Oh, shit.
You are now extinct.
Shmee that says, Tobin is Courtney Love Handles.
That's good.
What would you buy, Frog Boy? Golden Lily Pad?
Golden lily pad. Mmm. Made of chocolate? That's a good question. Maybe I'd buy a shoe factory so that I don't have to keep. A golden boot. I wouldn't wear. Well, golden has swag, so maybe I would wear that. A Chipotle.
You would buy a Chipotle?
And put it in my house.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
With workers.
Couldn't you just Uber Eats Chipotle every day?
How much do you eat Chipotle?
Not as much as I'd like. Not nearly as much as I'd like.
I'm getting this man a Chipotle gift card for Christmas.
Yeah. I'm literally like...
Me and Tommy, neck and neck for Chipotle's biggest fan.
I love Chipotle.
I'm not...
It's good stuff.
No.
I'm
indifferent.
When's the last time you've had Chipotle, Leroy?
Hmm.
10 years.
Well, it was good.
We got to bring you back.
Years ago, but
I'm sorry about it.
We could definitely sway you.
Honey chicken?
No, you
try
you
that
can't.
New honey chicken?
It's the rice.
It's good.
Oh, that honey
it's
chicken.
It's the rice.
So get less rice. You could ask
you
for less
have
rice.
You do the rice. You can do so many.
You could ask for an all-meat burrito if you wanted to.
And then here's the... All right. So let me break it down to you because I consider myself an expert food person. And so when you get a burrito and you say no rice and extra meat, it comes out like a little patty. And you're spending $13 for something that don't even fill you up because they didn't put the rice as filler. So that's another reason why. Every time I've gotten with no rice, it comes out. I can just put it in my back pocket and go home.
Man. Take a break.
I feel like my house will look like a Hard Rock.
Oh, with all the guitars?
Yeah, with all the memorabilia.
Maybe I'll buy the guitar. Advertise my album on that thing.
You can't, but really.
Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.